Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we're opening the phone lines to you, talking about getting along in the workplace, in particular in a family business. We know that two-thirds of all businesses around the world, and that's true across the United States as well, have family involvement, family working together, either in ownership or working day-to-day. And how do you get along? And you know what? I have my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, here, who is now the leader of a family business at this stage in his life. We're going to hear his story as well. I'd love to have you come and join us. Let's do this at Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor, conference speaker, president of Family Life Communications, and your advocate for the family. Joining Randy today is his longtime friend, speaker, and best-selling author, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much. And let me add to that, Kurt, he's now also the leader of a family business. God has a way of smiling on people and throwing curveballs. And certainly that's with Kevin. You know, at this stage in your life, Kevin, you've traveled all over the world. You've spoken. You've written books. You've done everything. And then, you know, this is a time you can kick back, put your feet up on the pillow and relax. And here it is. You've started this family business, an educational business. We want to hear that story. But also, I'd like to kind of download some of the things you're learning about working together, things that can be helpful to those who do work together with their family and business. Because here's an interesting stat that you may not even be aware of. Only one out of three family businesses will make it to the second generation. They fail after the founder. The founder starts it. They have trouble getting it into the next generation of leadership. And so I think we can do better and honor God better when it comes to making these relationships work. So welcome to Intentional Living.
Why, I think I might make, wow, it's good to be here, Randy. Thank you. But I might share that with our board.
Yeah.
One in three make it, huh?
Only one in three, and only 12% ever make it to the third generation. So there's something happening in this transfer that goes from generation to generation that doesn't work, which I have to believe comes back to relationships, has to come back to planning, doesn't come back to not being able to really figure it out as a family.
Well, I always said this. I said God was the original humorist when he came up with this one, and the two shall become one, because men and women are so different. And when we had a little surprise at age 42 and 44, I chuckled again and said, Lord, you truly do have a sense of humor. And when we got pregnant at 48 and 50, I said, Lord, you're really out there. This is really, really funny. But a couple of years ago, over a cup of coffee with a friend, he said to me, he said, Kevin, would you ever like to have a school? And I said, school? Yeah, I always wanted a school, but how could I ever have a school? He said, you could have a charter school. I said, really? I said, talk to me. And Randy, I don't think it was 20, 21 months after that that we were digging, which is now a $20 million facility in Tucson, Arizona, Marana to be exact, but a suburb of Tucson. We've added one school down in Sierra Vista. We bought property again in the state of Arizona and in the state of Colorado, and I have visions at my age, and I'm well past retirement age now, of putting these schools across the whole U.S. and changing the landscape of American education.
Now, let me ask you a question, because we're talking about relationships. Your son-in-law, who is an educator and
right,
accomplished, he's kind of the linchpin running this thing.
He's the head of schools, right.
And your daughter, Chrissy,
yeah,
and her role, what's her role?
She's vice principal of the school at Marana, and that school has grown, Randy, from 450 the first year.
Mm.
The state told us we'd have 275 students. Don't get excited, okay? And we were thinking, 275? I think we're going to do better than that. So we pushed the bar up to 400. Well, we ended up with 450. We grew to 550 during the first semester.
Mm.
The word spread quickly about the school where, you know, people were just raving about it, and now we're over 1,000. So we've gone from 450 to 1,000 in that one school in a short period of time.
Which raises challenges.
Yes.
So let me ask you, how significant has it been to you in making the decision to proceed to have your son-in-law and your daughter involved in this, or family involved in this?
Well, when we first started having the school, they told me that they wanted to have my name on the school. And I said, no, I don't want that. I said, I don't want my name on the school. And they said, now these are the people who count the beans, the money people, mm-hmm. the people who go out and work out our financing. They said, Kevin, you don't understand. Your name has to be on the school. So with that in mind, I said, okay, Lehman Academy, I've got a son-in-law who's been in education business for years, and he's so thorough. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who crosses the T, dots the I's, but he has a very humble spirit about him. And he's not a look-at-me-I'm-in-the-limelight person. He's a worker bee. He's mm-hmm. a kid who, when his father died at 19, quit school and worked in a factory to support his six brothers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know him so well, and he is so honorable, got integrity, and he was a natural. Chrissy, on the other hand, his wife was a master teacher. I mean, she is a whiz in the classroom.
This is your daughter.
My daughter, Chrissy, mm-hmm. yeah. And so I actually wanted her in administration in the very first year, but just couldn't make it because we didn't know what the numbers would be like. So she taught again in kindergarten, and then I moved her into a vice principal position. And I have another daughter, Holly, who's in education. And we have a bunch of educators in our family, but the reality is that it's family. So you get looked upon by others in the organization. Well, she's family. He's family. You got to cut him some slack or whatever. And one of the things you're fiercely aware of, and you can identify with this because you're in the same position as I am.
That's right.
You don't want to be perceived as being biased mm-hmm. or prejudiced toward people who you're related to either by marriage or your own flesh and blood. You go out of your way not to do that. So, but there's some rubs. There are some things that happen as you begin to get a bunch of people together that have different personalities and different agendas. And the different agenda I have a problem with because mm-hmm. I think we all had to have the same agenda.
And the same agenda, heading in the right direction. Maybe you have a comment. You're listening. You want to ask Dr. Lehman a question? We're talking about relationships and family and business. Or you want to join in with a comment, you're welcome to do so at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And by the way, Dr. Lehman has agreed. I called Kevin on the phone a couple months ago. I said, hey, Kevin, we have a passion here at Intentional Living to help families. That's our goal, help families, and that includes families and business. Greatly underserved. I have a passion, personal experience, training to help families and business. And we connected with Grand Canyon University. Brian Mueller, who's the president there, opened the door, said, come on, let's do this. He's going to be sharing. He's got four of his children involved in the school. I called Dr. Lehman. I said, Kevin, would you help out? He said, hey, I'll be there. He understands this dynamic himself. Jerry Colangelo, who, former owner of the Phoenix Suns and Diamondbacks, and he's, a great businessman. They call him a legend. He's going to be sharing as well. Your son-in-law, Dennis, is going to be there. He's going to be a part of a panel discussion.
Are we legends yet?
You're coming.
We're little legends.
Little small legends. And Rick and Holly Beatenbow, and we have several others who are participating. I get to speak as well. It's going to be a great day. October 26th, Grand Canyon University for Families and Business. You can check out and get registered, by the way, by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Okay, Kevin, question. You guys are, you've been working together now. How long since the day one you started this? Hasn't been, 2 years?
Well, it's been about, we're in our third year.
Okay.
Right
third
now.
Third year.
Because Dennis and Chrissy single-handedly wrote all the charter. And you have to, the thing with the charter is you have to be perfect. If you're out of sorts in one area, you don't get approved. So they work like dogs, to put it bluntly, to get that charter through.
So how do you guys structure? I mean, how do you work? If you see something you don't like, you go to the school and there's something you'd like to see a little different, who do you talk to?
Well,
how do you handle that stuff?
I've learned that leadership, I wrote a book called The Way of the Shepherd, and it's really been a a sweet book in many ways. One of the things I've learned personally is leadership isn't telling people what to do. It's creating dialogue, you know. And so if I see something, I'll go to that source, that person who's in charge of that area. And I might just say, hey, could I pick your brain on something? And when you're talking to a man, now this is one of the things that comes right out of my book, Have a New Husband by Friday. If you want, ladies, if you're listening, you're married, okay? If you want your husband to listen to you, okay? Two things. Touch him as you're talking and say these words. Honey, can I tap into your logical A comes before B analytical mind for a second? I need your help. Now, when you say I need your help to a man, his ears are up and ready to help, okay? Those are the key words. So I'd say to that person, hey, can I pick your brain about something? I noticed this or noticed that, and I just want to know what your opinion of that was. So now it's not me telling somebody what to do. It's probably, in all probability, that person sees what I see as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's the first time they saw it. You know, come to think of it, that could probably be done differently, couldn't it?
Now, does that create a problem if you go around Dennis, who's the head of schools, or Chrissy, and you're talking to the team? Is that, have you had dynamics that creates, you know, who's kind of in charge?
No, you know, you know me pretty well, and my demeanor is to be laid back, have fun. Fun's always a part of the quotient. And I'll always downplay my opinion on something. But I've found that just being casual with people and being friendly and open and talking, get to know these people. We have three buildings full of people. I just got back from New York, where I hide out in the summertime, and so there's new teachers in our building that I haven't met yet, but I will be in their classroom. And when I go into a classroom, especially in the little kinders and first grades, I will admit I entertain them a little bit. So Dr. Lehman becomes a, there's Dr. Lehman, and I'm not kidding you. You've seen part of it. The kids will come, and they'll run. They'll surround me, and every kid gets a hug. If there's 200 of them, we give out 200 hugs.
And I saw the little girl. I was over there on a tour. The little girl, I don't know what age, standing about yay tall, maybe 9, 10 years old. She she ran up and gave you a hug, and she said, Dr. Lehman, Dr. Lehman, I read your book last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know if that was a signed reading or not, but
yeah. Well, you know, I guess the message is that we're going to be personable with people, and personal with people.
Yeah,
and we want to connect. And people who would get upset because I said something to this person over here or whatever, those people need to get a life. I think. I've told this story. In fact, I think I told this story on Parent Talk years ago. But in Tucson here, we had a dealer, an automobile dealer, and I was having my car serviced. I'm just sitting there, and it's a beautiful morning in Tucson, and the guy comes out, and I see he's picking up little pieces of paper on the property. And so I said to somebody, I said, hey, who's that guy? That's Mr. Moses, Ed Moses Dodge. And I said, really? I said, well, I went and found him out. And I said, Mr. Moses, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm just impressed with the fact that you're out picking up papers. You know, he's out there with the people.
Yeah.
He's working. So if you're going to be a leader, what I'm saying is, in my business, now in the school business, you got to be in the classroom. You got to get to know the teachers. And we have marvelous teachers. I mean, we got teachers I'd take a bullet for. And so we want to pay them right. We want to encourage their learning as they go along, and their love and passion for teaching and kids. And so one of my jobs as founder and chairman of the board, I'm trying to get in some people's pockets to say, hey, would you flip us a few coins? Because I'd like to be able to bless these people. Well, you want a family minister, you
absolutely
can understand that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you need to generate dollars, and the state doesn't give you much money for the students, so we find ways of creating our own money. But there are rubs, and if there's problems, let's talk about them and move on.
Dr. Kevin Lehman is here. We're talking about family relationships and business, families and business, sort of a queuing up what's coming down the road here in a few weeks. On Wednesday, October 26th, we're doing a conference called the Thrive Conference for families and business. It's going to be live at the Grand Canyon University, and we're setting it up in the. It's going to be on the convention floor, the arena floor, and in round tables, so you can bring your family or be with other family businesses, communicate with each other. You have this great lineup of teachers during the day. It's going to be just a great setting, and people who can't get to Phoenix can join online. They can register and join us online from around the world. It's going to be a great day, and I appreciate, Kevin, you being a part of it. I'm looking forward to your message on that day. We're talking about families and business. Let's take a real quick break. We'll be back. I want to ask you a question. You've got your one daughter. What about the rest of your kids? How do you balance, you know, now that you have this sort of different special relationship with one of your children in the workplace, how does that relate to the rest of your children? Where does that all work together? We'll come back and talk about that. You're welcome to join us as well. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Kevin will be back with Randy. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Your family, your faith, your future, your finances. These are four pillars of a successful family business, and you cannot afford to lose even one of those critical supports. Intentional Living invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families in Business at Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix. Thrive is October 26th, and early registration is recommended to ensure a place for you and your family. Thrive speakers will include Jerry Colangelo, legendary sports executive and former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Dr. Kevin Lehman will share how to make family business relationships work for success. And our own Dr. Randy Carlson will help you learn how to apply intentional living principles to your family business. For couples in business, siblings in business, or anyone interested in family business, Thrive is one full day, October 26th. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. To find out more about today's program, visit our highlights page. You can also dig deeper at our blog. These are just two of the great places you can visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Randy?
Hey, thank you much, Kurt. Listen, we begin a brand new series tomorrow here at the Intentional Living Center on a teaching series that I did called Being Before Doing in Marriage. In other words, if you want to do things in your marriage, because we focus a lot on the things we're supposed to do in marriage, but if you don't become a man that really honors your wife, if you don't become a woman that truly loves your husband, understand who you are as a person, it's going to be hard to do these things. So it's going to be a three-part series starting tomorrow on this high-stake relationship in marriage. Hope you'll join us. Today, another high-stake relationship. This ministry is all about families and strengthening families and helping families be intentional. And family business is a group of people. Two-thirds of all businesses in the United States are family either run, owned, or part the family is involved in the day-to-day operation, and yet many struggle. It's interesting, Kevin, that the statistics are also clear that families in business tend to be more productive. They have greater sense of loyalty. The employees have a greater sense of loyalty, and I'm assuming that's partly because they know the family is highly committed. My guess is the teachers and the people in your new family business look at you guys as a family, your son-in-law and your daughter and yourself, and know, hey, these people are really committed to this. This isn't just a, it's not just a business or just a, I mean, you hear you speaking here, this is a passion. You're not doing this.
Yeah, it is.
You're not doing this because of money.
No, it's
you're
a passion.
You're at a stage, you don't need that. You're at an age
it's
you could.
It's a passion.
It's a passion. That makes a difference in the outcome. Now, you've got one daughter involved, you've got other kids not involved. What do you find in all that, the whole family dynamic in the relationships?
Well, like I say, God has a great sense of humor because we had babies at 42, and then we had a baby at 48, and now at the age of 70, over a cup of coffee, I end up in the education business. Lord, you're a very funny Lord in so many ways. But see, he has plans for our life, and everything, Randy, like dominoes falling over, everything went in place. And so with the kids, I think the kids see this, We have five children. I think they all see this as a living legacy, one that will continue. I think they're all proud of the fact. There doesn't seem to be any jealousy or anything like that in the five kids. They're all very supportive. And they just are happy that we've got an opportunity to make a difference in so many people's lives. And again, we're a public school, so we just take what walks in the door. But we're big on what I call vitamin E, which is encouragement, and we try to really encourage kids. You walk in a Lehman Academy of Excellence. In fact, I don't think we've given the name of the school. It's Lehman Academy of Excellence. But as you walk in, you'll see pictures of kids who have been voted on in their classroom as being encouraging to one another. Well, all of you who've been in a public school of late, you tell me, are kids encouraging to one another? They're terrible to each other. They're vicious. And so we've been able to create a culture. And I think the kids, our kids, answering your question, are very proud of the fact that we've been able to make such remarkable progress. You know, we get measured, just like every school in the state of Arizona, with our numbers and how we stack up to other schools. Well, we hit the ground running. I mean, the school building was finished like 10 days before we opened the doors. And there we had our staff in line and took off. But we've done extremely well academically. And we're a public school.
Mm.
So it's all come together, but it all gets down to relationships. And the kids have been very supportive of each other. And that's one of the things you want to see in a family business. You want to see support for one another. We all play a different role.
Let me pause there for a minute, because the research is clear in family business. When there's different roles, that's when it works. But I hear, like with Dennis, Dennis is the head of schools, your son-in-law. He's a different person than you are. He's got a different, you know,
right.
If you both were exactly alike, or how do you see that the fact that each of you, the three of you that are in the family, have different strengths, different weaknesses, that you really do complement each other?
It's, well, here's what happened. This gets interesting. I'll give you some inside stuff here. My daughter might say to me, hey, what's going on with XYZ? And I say, well, here's what's going on with XYZ. Well, Dennis has been down in Sierra Vista. One of our schools is located about an hour and a half drive from Tucson. And like this week, for example, I think he's down there 3 days a week trying to make sure that school is off and running smoothly. So guess who doesn't get a chance to communicate with each other? Husband and wife. So Chrissy comes to her father and says, what's going on with the situation? I tell her what's going on with the situation. She hasn't heard it from who first. So once in a while, mm-hmm. I pull out the father-in-law hat and say, hey, Dan, you always have to, you know, run things by your wife first. And you've heard me say that mm-hmm. for years.
Mm-hmm.
The smart man will always run things by his wife first. The fact that they both work in the same building and won't see each other for an entire day is possible. And so you have to take time for what? Communication in a family.
Yeah.
Whether it's a family business or whatever, there always has to be that communication between husband and wife.
The Thrive Conference coming up on the 26th. I know we have it in the schedule for you to be one of the lead speakers there in the morning. What are some things you'd like to communicate? What are some of the bottom line things you'd share there and you'd share with others listening today in a family business?
Well, in a family business, the business cannot come first, okay? Now, when you say that, that's heresy, because the business has mm-hmm. to come first, says the wife or the husband, the principal person in that business. Because I said, you know, there's a great difference in signing the back of checks and signing the front of checks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And having that burden of being responsible. In fact, if you ask me how many people are depending upon Lehman Academy of Excellence right now, I couldn't tell you. I'd have to count them. But there's a bunch of families who every 2 weeks get a little piece of paper with dollar and cents on it, and that's their paycheck. And I feel that responsibility that we're gonna run this business in the right way. We're going to be fiscally responsible. But people come before things, and we're going to be communicating the truth, and we're going to honor people. We're not dogging anybody. We're speaking well of everyone. And so one of the things that I want to do in terms of the Thrive Conference, I want to talk a little bit about birth order, because that gets interesting.
Mm.
And if you're a firstborn child, you know you got in trouble for what your younger sister or brother did. And so some of these rivalries that were present when we were kids pop up again as adults, where this older brother is always telling younger brother what to do. So anytime you have family involved, it gets interesting. There's some natural clashes that I'll talk about in terms of birth order. I'm also going to be talking a little bit about what true leadership is all about. And that comes out of a little book, The Way of the Way of the Shepherd, which is a wonderful little book, by the way.
It's going to be fun. Kevin, I appreciate you being here. I got a reminder, everyone, how to get involved in this conference in just a minute.
Dr. Randy, thank you so much for your coaching CD. And I just want to thank you in an extra big thank you for 2 CDs in a month. I'm retired, and I live alone, and I just so enjoy hearing and hearing again what you share on those coaching CDs. Thank you, and God bless you. Dr. Randy and Donna, the whole team, I just love my electronic family.
There you go. Thank you. And we're glad to do it, and I want to say thank you to all who are standing with us in your prayers and your regular ongoing financial support. And members, keep looking for the CDs that come every month, 2 of them to encourage you, teaching from our series on high-stake relationships, which, by the way, we begin another series tomorrow, 3-part series on marriage. I hope you'll join us. Dr. Kevin Lehman's been with me today. Kevin is going to be one of the featured speakers at the upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business to be held at the Grand Canyon University Arena. Jerry Colangelo, very well-known business executive, former owner of the Phoenix Suns and Diamondbacks. He's going to be there too, Kevin.
He's done a few things in life.
Yeah, boy, he's called a legend. Brian Mueller, who's the president of GCU, Grand Canyon University. Your son-in-law is going to be on the panel as well. We're going to have a panel discussion a little bit later in the day. Rick and Holly Beatenbow, I'm going to get a chance to speak. And we've got a whole lineup of others who will be joining us with some video teaching during the day. It's going to be a great day, October 26th. If you're not registered, do so. You can register for the online version or come and be with us in person at Grand Canyon University. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click events, or we have a specified website, which is familybusinessconference.com. Okay? All right. Thank you, Kevin, for being here.
Hey, you're welcome.
And we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center. Thanks for being a part of it.